Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Dr. Marlene Levy. And really, you know, it's always this case in this program. Today's two guests, Andrew Cohen with Derek and Claude from the TRI group, people don't appreciate how wonderful they are unless you use them. And then, you know, it's like everything that happens, it seems, with Project Independence, people don't even know, still don't know it exists. And yet, it's really just a gift. And
please,
then
John, explain TRI again just to the seniors with 3
Yeah, and then gotcha. I want to touch on David Kilmick, who couldn't be on, but Lauren Corcoran was on, who's the vice president, and Robert Batelli, who is the COO of the LGBT Network. And that's another, you know, like the pain that people give people because they're not caring or they're prejudiced or whatever it is. It's just, and we're still living in that world, which I don't understand. Mm-hmm. But this is an organization that can give some peace to those children. And not children, they're adults too, the SAGE part of it. But you'll go talk about Andrew for a second.
Yes, so great show. You know, it's really nice to have these two community organizations on. And, you know, it's just, I love having community organizations, you know, because you really just see the wonderful work that's going on. And both agencies obviously are doing amazing things. And TRI is always so near and dear to my heart because it's a program that I help oversee on our end. And I just want to explain to people just the kind of the process of how it works, because sometimes people get a little nervous. They don't know the supervision, you know, having someone come in your house. So what happens is, you know, you would call 311 and say, I want my gutters cleaned. So a request is made into 311, a little service request. It comes over to us over at the Department of Services for the Aging.
I interrupted for one second. Sometime, Marlene, when you're here, okay, and it wasn't today, but you see Christina over there in the corner, and the fingers don't come off that computer. That day, she's the producer of the radio and the coordinator of 311.
I'd like to keep busy.
Oh, my God.
So the request comes in, and Paula, who's the deputy commissioner of our department, or myself, we get the request, and we send it to a social worker that we have in the particular region. So if you're from Great Neck, we'll send you the, you know, and they then call the senior and say, you know, get the whole thing. They do a little checklist assessment. Then they, the social worker, the project independent social worker, calls TRI and works on an appointment that works. So our social worker is involved through the whole process. You know, we don't want you to think, you know, get referred and, you know, good riddance. But, you know, this checklist is filled out. It comes over to us. We then approve it and make sure, you know, everything is good. And then the senior has to fill out a survey after the work is done. That's how TRI gets paid.
Right.
So on the rare occasion that there's ever any kind of issue or suggestion or whatever it might be, I directly handle it with Andrew Cohen. And like I said, it's very rare. But the turnover, I mean, it's done, you know, and then there's been times that the senior might not have been happy with the quality of work, and they go back and fix it, you know. So there's really a wonderful communication. We're involved in the whole process. And I really think it's such a great program. It's a free program. You know, the only thing you ever have to pay for is, you know, the whatever the material might be.
Right, they're doing some piece of work.
It's just, you know, and we had talked about a couple of months ago, there was even like a press release about this program because the surveys that came back, and it's just the impact it has on people's lives and on both sides, you know, so it's really benefiting the senior and then plus the worker. I mean, you could see even Claude's reaction to it's just, it's fun. It's not, you know, it's
Claude's
not
been on before, right?
Dread. No, this was his first
this
time.
This was his first time? Okay.
He's been involved with Project Independence.
And I met him before, that's why. But I didn't know if he was on the radio before.
You know, and you could tell it's a pleasant thing. And so it's on both sides. You know, here are these
You're helping these people. You're helping these guys out.
Working. And what's really great is that so many of, you know, since we've been partnered for almost 10 years now with them, the turnover, you know, and people, they really do transition into getting full-time employment and out in the world, which is, it's really just a special, special program. And I just love the whole thing. And the new initiatives, I really, you know, on top of our Help at Home program, I mean, they're always doing really unique, different things at TRI. And I think it's so cool with the Ace Hardware partnership. That
that's tremendous.
Have with
yeah, that's how things happen. They came up with a solution. It's green.
Right. They are making products.
Yeah, and
they're selling them green
and it's
products.
Such, right, and it's such a satisfying thing. And I just want to remind people of the work through Project Independence that is done through TRI. Floor care, which is mopping or sweeping. Window cleaning just on the first floor. Gutter cleaning on the first floor, which is probably our number one request that we get. Moving heavy items, light yard work, replacing batteries and light bulbs. You know, since the program is one of our most popular programs, we allow seniors to use it about 3 times a year. But
right.
You're able to have multiple things done, you know, at one time. So let's say you want your batteries replaced and your gutters clean, you know, so you're able to have these kind of things all done.
You know what it is? It's like asking your son to stop by. And when he's there, I say, honey, would you do me a favor? Could you take that off the top of the credenza? Because I want it on the coffee table. Oh, and then could you put these box up to the attic?
Yeah.
And could you bring that in from the garage? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Do it.
And, you know, because in North Hempstead, too, I mean, there's so many of these houses that, you know, there's all these steep stairs and there's something in the, I mean, that's when we get a lot of something in the basement and you want to get rid of, you know, we're always telling people to spring clean and get rid of stuff. But when you have, you know, a giant TV in your basement, like, how do you get that out? You know, and really, too, a lot of our seniors have talked about the light bulb replacement.
Oh, that's
you know,
huge.
Because, I mean, everyone knows a lot of, you got these hi-hats that are, like, all the way up, and, like, who the heck could even, you know, and we're always saying, don't step on a step stool, you know,
right.
This is a program that really is just so special, and I really look forward to having them on every, and also want to remind people, we also have the Rebuilding Together Long Island program, which is a home maintenance. It's a little different, that program, because it's income-based.
Is it through them or no?
No, it's a separate,
separate.
But another community-based organization, because there's a good coordination between that, because sometimes if Help at Home gets a job that's more difficult or, you know, kind of requires a licensing kind of thing, that gets pushed over to Rebuilding Together. Because Rebuilding Together Long Island is an agency that's all retired contractors.
Oh, nice.
So they will, you know, what they do, and like I said, it's income-based, but they put in ramps. I mean, those are some of my favorite
those
stories.
Okay.
You know, those surveys are just absolutely amazing because it's literally, we've installed ramps. People could not leave their house, and this literally allowed them to leave their house.
Do they put chairs in, the electric chairs?
Yeah, so they've done that. It's a lot of grab bars, you know,
but
railings.
That's where you have to pay.
You do a bathroom, make a handicap bathroom.
The
for
program
somebody.
For rebuilding through Project Independence, we only offer specific services, and it's free for the senior also. So they're not paying for the, you know, that's through our contract with them. You know, but so it's tricky because it's bigger jobs. So obviously we need to be more exclusive, and that's why it has to be income based.
If I'm correct, Marlene, they will open the door to make it handicap accessible.
Yes, to widen.
They're not
going to
go inside now and then do a tile job to match.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
so
I see.
Right, the cosmetic piece.
The cosmetic part
of
it, you're kind of on your own. They will bring you an extra 6 inches to get a wheelchair.
Right.
And they'll make it clean.
But only through Project Independence, you know, because we have to be careful. You know, Rebuilding Together will do more jobs if you're just directly dealing with them. But really, just through us, we're doing ramps, grab bars, fixing, like, you know, small jobs, and putting in railings and stuff. So we're not directly changing it because then you get involved with the building department and Project Independence doesn't want to get our seniors in any kind of issues. But, you know, these are two really wonderful things. And we always tell people, call 311 or 869-6311. And, you know, if you have requests and, you know, this is not covered by these programs, we have, our social workers can give you different referrals to different organizations and stuff. And so we're not going to say, you know, good luck, good riddance, you know, figure it out. So
what's
always.
We said 311, excuse me, or 86.
Oh, so 311, if you call from your cell phone, you might get transferred to the city. So what we tell people to also do, it's 516-869-6311. So that'll directly.
Right.
I mean, from your landline, if you dial 311, it should take you to the town. But I know Great Neck has some issues with that,
Great
too.
Great Neck, since it's on the border, you can dial 311 and wind up in the city.
Yeah.
With the with your cell phone.
Right.
Okay.
Not with your landline. So.
And then they're totally confused. But I really, you know, please, it's such a resource, you know, as John had said earlier, 311, because there's no silly question to ask.
Right.
You know, there's really, it's really just something beneficial. And an exciting new initiative that's quite hot off the presses, I know we talked about it last week, about how the county and the police force are really teaming up to take down these scams.
Mm-hmm.
So through the Town of North Hempstead, we'll be holding an event. We'll give you more details as it gets closer. But on May 6th at 10 a.m. over at Clinton G. Martin Park, we're going to have there's a presentation the communications department arranged where they're going to give you kind of just different tips on how to protect yourself from these scams, which is certainly important. They also released a press release on how to kind of common scams that are going on too. So I just want to really spread the word out there. It is important to remember that these are important points because the Federal Trade Commission, we've talked about these too. So your Social Security number is not about to be suspended. My husband just got this the other day that your Social Security number was going to be suspended. He was like, what?
Really?
You know, what? A text message saying it. You don't have to verify your number to anyone who calls out of the blue, and your bank accounts are not about to be seized. Social Security will never call to threaten your benefits, to tell you to wire money, send cash, or put money on gift cards. Anyone who tells you to do these things is a scammer. The real Social Security number is 1-800-772-1213. The issue is, though, now we had talked about, is that these scammers are putting this, having this number show up on the caller ID. And if you're worried about that, you know, the best thing to always do is to hang up and you directly call the number that you know is the real number.
Right.
So definitely, please check that out. Some of these common scams, you know, unfortunately, there's a new one every day, but we always say on the show, we just want to educate you as best as we can. So a common one that's going around is this phone call asking for bail. The request comes from a caller requesting a large sum of money in order to bail out your grandchild or a loved one out of jail. Verify the information that's provided by the callers. If a call says a loved one is in jail and needs help, call that loved one to verify the information. I mean, this was very popular a couple of years ago, I remember, still. And it happened to a bunch of our PI members.
Happened to me.
Did it? Really?
Happened to me. Not only did I get a phone call, I got an email that said a colleague of mine from New Orleans, a surgeon, was on vacation. And he got arrested. And he needed bail money. And and I knew it. His name was Dr. Dabney Ewan, and here I am. I said, oh my God, they have Dabney. He's on vacation, because it seemed so feasible.
Right.
They wrote,
and that's what they're hoping. They're,
I got the
to tons
email
people,
that
right.
said it, and I got the phone call.
Oh my
so
gosh.
So I called up Dabney, and you know his family. I figured I'd get somebody on the line. I got him on the line. He said, "What? What are you talking about?" I said, oh, my God, you're home. Thank God you're home. You know, it was a total scam that he's on vacation.
God.
He was arrested and needed, they said $10,000 in bail.
Right.
And would
I
send it? And they gave me all the instructions on how to send it and a follow-up call. Did I get the email? Did I do this? This was a couple of years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Because
really
they're, you know,
true.
You have to figure they're putting this call out to thousands and thousands of people on the hopes that something's going to stick for someone, and you know that. And unfortunately,
I said you don't need that many.
If I didn't get him on the line,
one or two stick, that's 20,000 a week.
If I didn't get him on the line, and I kept calling the numbers,
you'd think something's
at the university, and I couldn't.
No, because they put fear into you, and that's the goal, is to scare you and put fear. So that's, and you know, this segues into it, because there's also the email asking for bail, which, you know, Marlene got hit with two of them.
Wow.
You got a double whammy. The sweepstakes scam. The victim receives a letter stating that they've won a contest, often from a scammer who, you know, they'll say it's a little twist on like a legitimate organization's name, encloses a check, but you know you need to pay the money. It's always like some elaborate scheme. So avoid these, right?
I got that too. Yeah. I must have a sign on my back or on my mailbox.
No, but it's very common.
Come
to
me. Oh, that's very common.
Right.
Very common, those kinds of.
Then there's this secret shopper scam. Victims responding to an ad for secret shopper employment receive a check in the mail for approximately $3,985 and are instructed to deposit the check into their bank account. The victims are told to conduct a survey of retail stores for which they will earn $600 for their work. The last requirement is to send the balance of the initial check, approximately $3,000, to Canada or an out-of-state via MoneyGram or Western Union. The money is sent before the victim can be informed by their bank that the initial check was counterfeit. So it's just, it's these elaborate things that go on. It just will blow your mind. Then the phishing scams, which are very, very common. An email or phone call is received by the victim who is led to believe it came from their bank. The call or email asks for the victim to verify personal information such as social security number and account numbers. A legitimate bank will never ask you for this information.
I get that too.
Oh my God.
There's something wrong. Yeah. Then I must be on their call list. Yeah. I have to be on a scammer's.
No, it's very interesting. Right. I think that does, you know what I'm saying? Because we've, and a lot of these things, you know, I was actually talking during the break with Dan about it, you know, and a lot of these are these phishing that they're trying to put, you know, because briefly, you know, I was even saying just on a violation thing, I had a package stolen and replaced with an even more bizarre baby wipe package, which was a version of a scam. But while this was occurring, my husband, you know, we called the police to file a report. My husband goes, oh, my God, I just got an alert from my credit card that we don't use. It's like our emergency card that I just got a charge from Amazon for $1. And he's like, I didn't even order anything. What is this? So we had to call his bank and had to get a new card, call Amazon. And they're like, well, we don't know. We don't have a right. You know, so it's all these, you know, what we were talking on the breakdown of, you know, because these scammers, they try to put a small amount through and see if it goes through. And then if it is, it's like, oh, cool. Let's just get, you know, because how many people's cards have been at some point tampered with or
compromised some way?
I mean, it's really, it's so common now. And it's really so important to really be on top of these things.
Once your name is on it, because I'm listening to you. I think once your name is on it, it shifted to all the other scammers.
I agree.
Hold your thought. We have to ship into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.